The United States has long been a favored destination for public offerings by Chinese companies. The primary reason is that American IPO registration system allows companies to operate at a loss when they apply for a listing. The number of U.S.-listed Chinese companies rose to 25 last year, an increase of 125% year-on-year. All the companies fall into three main categories: education, online shopping, and finance. Theodore Shou, Chief Investment Officer at Skybound Capital, says there are reasons for the surge.
It has a lot to do with the many legacy issues. For example, the VIE structure, and also when tech startups really starting their business, most of them are backed by U.S. investors or U.S. dollar-denominated investors. Many of them financed these growth of companies over all these years. And now finally they come to the stage where they need to get some return, and they prefer these return to be in U.S. dollar.
However, the backdoor listing of Chinese companies, Qihu 360, late last year has sent a signal to Chinese firms that there are still plenty of interest at home for investors in Chinese companies. After returning to the mainland Asian market last November, Qihu 360's market cap has increased sixfold. Yang Zhongning, investment counselor at Industrial Securities, says the biggest advantage of CDRs is that they allow shares of overseas listed companies to be traded both at home and abroad.
What distinguishes CDRs from the previous practices of delisting from the U.S. stock exchanges and then relisting at home is that with the CDRs, a company can be traded in two markets. I think that the price of ADR will have some influence on its counterpart CDR in China.
Despite the opportunities, Yang Zhongning is also warning Chinese investors that they needed to be cautious when trading in different markets.
If investors trade stocks in two markets at the same time, they have to realize that it concerns the cross-border capital transactions, meaning those transactions will be subject to foreign exchange regulations. Another unavoidable issue is the fluctuations of foreign exchanges, which may add uncertainties to the cross-border arbitrage.
Chinese business publication Caixin is reporting Alibaba as well as JD.com are also expected to issue CDRs as early as June. For CRI, this is Guan Chao.